And I couldn't catch your name. What did you say your name is?
Norm Turgeon,
yeah,
out in California.
Norm, how are you doing? Yeah,
I'm fine.
How's California?
Yeah, it's beautiful now. It's got beautiful weather. About
what part of California are you in?
I'm in Southern California.
Nice. I used to live in Newport Beach for many years. I love it.
Yeah, that's a great place.
Yeah.
Can't afford to live there no more.
Yeah, that's why I live in Charlotte. That's cool. It's a couple more minutes and then we'll get started, okay?
Okay. No problem.
Cool.
I'm finishing up my breakfast while we're doing waiting.
Yeah, it's good. Bright and early. It's Monday, 12 p.m. Let's get started. We always like to honor the people who are on time. I will meet you in a few seconds, but so far I think the background noise is fine. For those of you who's on their first call, my name is Turk Akbar. Lay hired me to help his inner circle students. These calls are only for inner circle students to kind of help you guys develop the investor. So not necessarily with specific real estate, but how does the personal development, how does the personal skills are actually translated into real estate? And the purpose of this call, we call them ASAP calls, Advanced Success Accountability Partnership. So we're kind of working as a peer-to-peer partnership with each other for getting our success in an advanced speed. So generally, what we want is massive actions, massive results. And there's a part of it that accountability, where we're actually keeping each other or others accountable. And so it's also, we can utilize this to our advantage. So if you're one of those people who like to procrastinate, you could actually say, declare, hey, I'm going to do this by the next call, and then come back and brag about it. So kind of keeping good habits in place. This is the second call on the month. We do these calls twice, first and third Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. So for those of you who are not here for the first time, last 2 weeks ago when we talked about, we were talking about habits, and you had couple assignments, couple homeworks. One was to kind of think about terms of what are your habitual beliefs, and then if you're able to pivot, you are going to pivot those. And then we're going to build some new habits now on this one. Is there anyone here today that want to share a success story with us, something that you had a big win? Let's go ahead and do that. Anybody want to share their, you know, in the last 2 weeks that you had a successful outcome about something?
Yeah. All right. And the idea is we're going to cut this and we're going to have that piece of the wafer.
Someone is having two conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I that's confusing me, and I'm having trouble hearing you. I don't know why I hear it, but I'm not quite catching the. Could you repeat what ASAP stands for again? I know accountability partnership, but the first two letters.
Yes, it's Advanced Success Accountability Partnership. Is anyone else having problem hearing me?
This sounds like you're in a tunnel.
I don't know. Let me see.
Well, I have it. I put my speakerphone on, even though I have it to my ear and I can barely hear.
Yeah,
but when I take the speakerphone off, then you're too soft.
Is there anybody else who's having this problem?
No.
Okay. So, Norm, we're going to blame that on your phone, not mine, if anybody
okay.
else is not having. Cool. But it's all good. All right. Does anybody want to share any success from since last call? Anybody had a good win? Did you take a big action or anything like that?
I could share that I'm finishing my last bite. Excuse me. since the last 2 weeks and shortly before that, I determined that I was going to do whatever it takes to get the job done and not allow myself any excuses for not getting it done. And so I put that into my mindset and I raised it to a high level of not just understanding but of determination. And I'm not allowing ordinary things of life to get in the way. And I've had pretty good success in the preparation part. I'm preparing a mail out at the moment for a real estate mail out. And it's a lot of work. You got to put in the work to see the results. So, but I'm building those habits and sticking to it. And when a particular time comes up that says that where I tell myself, oh, you're not successful like before, I don't allow myself to tell myself that. And I'm not perfect at it, but I'm a whole lot better. And the determination is pushing me forward to complete these habit changes. I can do this thing. So it does work, but it is a lot of work.
Yeah, of course. Okay, that was very good. Thanks, Norm. I really appreciate that. That's a really big aha moment, I think. And it's good. And this is how we're going to make it easy is what we're going to talk about today. So that's really good. Well done. Anyone else want to share some success with the group? Now you want to brag. Anyone else?
Hey, Turk, this is Forrest.
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, I'm sorry, but one of my bad habits is I don't read emails too well, and I missed last week's call because I thought it was at 9 o'clock, or the last call we had. But my habit is I'm trying to make a new habit of, listening to each of these phone calls for the entire year. And I was so frustrated because I missed your call and Larry's call because I didn't read the email all the way through. So that's a
it's all good.
Failure,
cool.
I guess. So I apologize, but that's one of my habits is I'm trying to build is to, be in a growth mindset and actually pay attention this year.
Cool. Okay. We'll do some one-on-one as we progress. That's good. I think a lot of people have a similar kind of those small habits that kind of have big impacts. So I think this would be a really good way to kind of work on those today. Would be helpful because today's call is on building new habits. So that's very good. I'll come back to you once we're done and we'll play with some of the ideas that you have. Is that okay?
Okay.
Cool. Anyone else want to share?
Hi, Farz. Hi, Kirk. This is Kaisha, North Carolina.
Hi, Kaisha.
How are you?
Excellent.
About a month or so ago, you have given me a task to just work on my real estate on Monday.
Yes, Monday. How that works. You choose Monday.
Yes. So, and then also to step out of my comfort zone and just do it. So So I did two things. I did work on Mondays, and then so I actually working on submitting three offers in as of today.
Nice.
I just got the CMAs back from the realtor, so I'm working on those. But I think that I don't think Mondays work for me as far as going to real estate, because I've noticed that because I'm pretty much free on weekends, I travel a lot with the family and things like that, and I pretty much try do everything that I couldn't do on the weekend on Monday. And so it's not it overlaps that time to work on the real estate. But I have noticed with doing my time management that Tuesdays are pretty much wide open. And it's pretty much like if I don't get something done on Monday, I kind of just, you know, tie it over to Tuesday. But Tuesday is normally not busy at all. You know, if I have to, you know, drop things off, mailings at the post office, I normally do that on Mondays. So I think, and correct me, you know, help me please, that maybe try doing real estate on Tuesday.
Sounds great. I think you should do it.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Go with the path of least resistance. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. You're good. Yeah, and I agree with you. My one of my companies is really busy on Saturdays. So we close the business on Sunday and Monday because Monday is our catch-up day too. And so, yeah, that works. And it's good for you to be able to recognize that. And flexibility is the name of the game when it relates to real estate. So it's good that you also want to pat yourself on the back, being able to make that move from Monday to Tuesday, right, rather than just sticking on Monday and not being productive.
Good
for you.
And
congratulations on the three offers. That's the way to go. Pat yourself on the back for me. You're doing awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Anyone else want to share success? This is great. I'm really loving hearing all this.
Hello, this is Carly. How's everybody?
Hi, Carly.
Hello.
I just went to Larry's Inner Circle 2 weeks ago. So this past week has been implementing. We've learned a lot of information. So it's just getting everything into a regular schedule for me. So I'm trying to, you know, I've got it all written out and going through the steps and making sure I do everything. I've put in over a dozen offers. So it's been a very productive week and a half.
Very nice. Yeah, that's really good. You want to build on the momentum, because when you leave Larry's office, it's kind of an arrow shot out.
Yeah.
Right? And you really want to build on that momentum, but along the same ways, you may want to listen to some of the old recordings from time management to kind of, so it's not kind of a flash in the pan, so you can actually organize it. So use that to your advantage by taking the correct action, because going in the wrong direction is horrible, meaning that you right now you have momentum. Even the small adjustments that you make is going to pay you in bigger dividends.
Okay, I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very good. Good for you. Keep taking action. Well, keep taking correct action.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. Very good, Carly. Anyone else? Everybody's done with their success stories? Cool. Okay, let's get started. So we started talking about habits, and what we were for those of you who kind of missed last call or so, I'll give a quick overview. But before I do that, I do hear a feedback, so I'm going to mute you guys. If you have a question that you want to ask, you can unmute yourself by pressing *6. But I'm going to mute everybody, and then I'll just flow a little bit, and then I'll unmute, and we'll start doing some new habits. Okay? So you're getting muted. 3, 2, 1. Bye. Okay. So when we're talking about habits, what we mean by habit is what you action that you take automatically, meaning that you don't have to physically think about taking the action. Whether you the way that you shave, the way that you put on your pants, the way you put on your makeup, a lot of these things, the way that you drive to post office, these are all habitual thought processes. And the reason of that is in a human brain, you know, we do 50 to 70,000 thoughts. So if you were to consciously think each thought, you would go mad. And so what happens, our brains, the human brain, develops these shortcuts. You already know that, you know, when you're in an environment with people who are close to you, you usually know what they're going to say before they say it, right? Because the reason is they're usually saying the same things in the same situations all the time. And you are the same way. So out of 50 to 70,000 thoughts that we think, they're usually about less than 5% of them are new. So the things that our brains are thinking, they're always the same way. The way that you talk about yourself, the way that you think about the world, the way that you think about whatever idea that you have, as long as it's not a new idea, is usually the habitual thinking, habitual thought. And the reality is set by those thoughts. So what we were talking about last call, and we're going to continue on this call, if you're habitually thinking about yourself, I'm not good at this, it's nearly impossible for you to become good at that. So if you keep telling yourself real estate hard, you get up in the morning, you're brushing your teeth, and you're saying, well, I really don't know what to do. And while you're drinking your coffee, you're thinking, well, you know, I'm pretty overwhelmed. I'm not really sure what I need to do next. I probably should read something more. I should have paid a little bit more attention. So what happens is we build momentum. When the momentum builds, and then it's just like an avalanche. And the best description of momentum that I heard from one of my teachers is this. Imagine that you are on top of a hill. Let's say you're in San Francisco or in Asheville, and your car is in a level environment, so it's not going back and forth, but it is there, and then your car is in neutral. If you kind of bump it a little bit, bump, 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 and then starts going down the hill, right? So imagine that you realize what you did, and then you immediately pump in and bump the car back. You can stop it. But imagine that you're at the bottom of the hill. It's the same car. When it's coming down, you won't be able to stop it. So momentum is like that. When you get up in the morning, you start thinking in a certain way. And this doesn't have to be just your daily. And you're thinking about real estate. You're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your husband. You're thinking about your partner. You're thinking about making deal. It always starts a little bit. And then it's like a magnet. It starts bringing more stuff. And the reason of that is our brains is conditioned that way to give you the things that you want. You've heard this many times. If you're looking for a yellow car, just think of yourself. I want to see yellow cars today. And do that about, you know, 15, 20 seconds. Think about yellow car. Think about yellow car. Yellow cars would be really nice. Yellow cars, they're kind of weird. And then you're going to start seeing yellow cars. Those cars are not. All of a sudden, there is not on a tap of yellow cars that's being released. What's happening is your brain says, I'm interested in yellow cars, so I'm going to start seeing some yellow cars. So that's how the habits are built. And what we talked about in the last call was for you to start thinking about, and I'm a big proponent of writing things down. Anything that you think in terms of always, anything that you think in terms of, you know, always this, always that. Those are all habitual thoughts that you have. So anytime you catch yourself thinking, saying, kind of, you know, repeating a thought process around those things that you say always, you were to stop and think about if that is the reality that you want, or is that a programming that's done to you in the past, or are you just trying to be, you know, not rocking the boat with your loser friends. And I'm not calling your friends losers. But as an investor, you want to remember, you are being able to see things others cannot. That's where the money is for you. So you are, as an investor, are a minority, a mental minority compared to the rest of the people. So sometimes what happens is we don't want to lose our fans, or if I'm in a group of people and let's say they're not millionaires and I want to talk about going on vacation in Europe and sailing and this and that, I don't want them to call me names. I don't want them to call me snob. I don't want them to call me dick, jerk, whatever. And so maybe I start kind of repeating their belief system and say, yeah, life is hard or whatever. But those are all habits. And those are all programming statements for my brain. And therefore, what I ask, what last time what we were talking about, I ask you to do is kind of write down all these beliefs that you have and then pivot. What pivoting was or is, for those of you who are new to this call, is when you catch yourself in a new old belief that doesn't serve you, stop and ask yourself, what's the belief that I want in its place? Now, Forrest is going to appreciate this because what he was talking about earlier is about, you know, not reading emails. And he said it, oh, I'm really bad about this, not reading my emails. There's no way his brain is going to allow him to be good at emails as long as he keeps telling himself, I'm really bad about this, or I'm really beating up on myself about the emails. It's just not designed. We're not designed that way. The universe doesn't work that way, and we, our brains don't work that way, right? So when you find a habit that does not serve you, what pivoting is you stop. You stop that thought, not later, but as soon as you catch it. And then we say, okay, what is it that I want instead? And that's what he said later on in the sentence is, hey, I want to get into the habit of doing self-development. I want that to be important. Right? So that's the logical and next small step that you can take. If you've been telling yourself you suck at real estate or you're a loser or you're not good with money or you don't know how to make deals for a year and a half every day of your life or 10 years or 20 years and you have a bunch of people have been telling you you're a loser and you don't have what it takes for decades, you could try to fake yourself and say, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good, but it won't stick. Because you have a lot of momentum on the other direction. So when you find the pivot, is what is it that I want to believe in instead? What is the new habit that I want to build? What is the new way of thinking about this particular thing? And how do I want to think about this instead? You want to write that belief system. You want to write that new thought process. You want to write that idea on a piece of paper so you can actually see. And then you ask yourself, is this belief, is this something that's in line with what I want to do? Do I really want this or do I need to tweak it? Because sometimes when you're in pain, only thing that we want is pain to stop. But that's not what we want. We want to thrive. So that before at the early stages of a new belief that you're trying to build, a new habit that you're trying to build, you want to actually kind of tweak it. Don't jump onto it right away. I don't like baseball, but a friend of mine who's a baseball coach says, don't swing at the first pitch. I don't know what that means, but those of you who probably know may resonate with that. So the thought process is, oh, what's the new belief that I want? And I write it down, and I take a look at it. Is this really what I want? Do I want more? Do I want less? Where is this coming from? And then I can tweak it. And once the tweaking is over, now I have a new habit. Now I have a new belief system that I want to replace the old one with. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to replace the old one with the new one. So this is applicable to any habit that you have. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to quit smoking, whether you're trying to eat junk food, whether you're trying to stop playing video games, whether you're trying to be less jerky to your significant other, whether you want to be a kick-ass real estate developer, real estate investor, whether you're trying to learn new skills quickly, it makes no difference because your brain has the capacity to learn whatever you're trying to learn. So you understand, when we say habits, we're not talking about random stuff. We're talking about you deciding what your brain to start repeating, what a new habit you want to build. And so the trick to that is really keep repeating the new belief that you want until you can change your thought process. This is slightly different than affirmations, although This is the base of affirmation. Whether it doesn't matter, whether Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, Larry Goins, everybody who's teaching some sort of coaching, they all talk about affirmations. What affirmations or how affirmations work is this. Your brain can only think one thought at a time. Your brain can only think one thought at a time. So if you're right now in the car trying to hate grandma that's in front of you, you're hearing me, but you're not really getting the information. Because your brain, and my brain and everybody's brain, can only think about one thought at a time. That's just how it goes. So the way the affirmations work, or the way this system works, is when you're telling yourself, let's just say you want to say, I'm powerful. I'm powerful, I'm powerful, I'm powerful, I'm powerful, I'm powerful, I'm powerful. While I'm saying this, I'm powerful, I can't be thinking about I'm a loser. It's just not possible, because what I'm doing is I'm repeating this thought process. So you can feel like a loser, but you cannot think you're a loser. So affirmations work like this. Habits are a little bit different than that. What I mean by that is, when we're saying habits, your brain, you're not the one who's deciding to repeat the words. Your brain is the one who's repeating the words. Remember, when you're brushing your teeth, you're brushing your teeth the same way. The way you shave, if you shave, it has not changed since you started doing it. The way that you're driving, the thought process, if you're truly honest with yourself, you're just thinking the same thing. So those are all autopilot habits. Versus affirmations, when we're starting, is I am the one who's repeating it. So how do we make our brains make the change? I'm sure you've read this. I know when I was working with Larry, when we're developing the training program that we do have, and of course now it's everywhere, wherever you go. You can be, you can do, you can have whatever you want. This is a true statement. Now, most people kind of read that backwards, but they think that if they have the money that they will be somebody, but that's not how it works. So the equation works. You have to be the person you want to be so you can do the things that person being does. And as a result, you'll have the things that results of those actions. So you have to change the being first for habits to take place. And how do we do that? So when you catch yourself in an unwanted situation, that's when it's clear. That's when it's most clear to you how you want to be. And this is true. If you see some person being a jerk, you want better place. If you are being jerked to somebody, you want to be better. If your significant other is nagging, you're kind of thinking, oh, I hate her, I hate him, I want this person to be boom. So whenever you catch yourself in a really crappy space, it doesn't have to be really crappy, but annoying or somewhere other than you're absolutely best, when you feel that pinch, that is when it's clear to you what you want things to be. So immediately at that moment, stop. And this is what we're talking about, pivoting. Think about what's the right belief, what's the right behavior that I want. Now, when you do this, the next question that I would like to ask yourself and to think about it is, who are you being at that moment? Are you being a reactive person, or are you being your true self? Are you being a safe person? Are you being who you know to be, or are you being something less? So this is a fundamentally small but a significant change. So if you go, I don't know how to make a deal. I get nervous when I'm making phone calls, or I feel like people don't want to listen to me. So who are you being, right? So are you being somebody who's sure of themselves, or are you being somebody who does, you know, who's not sure of themselves? So then I go, okay, in that case, I want to be somebody powerful. I want to be somebody who's sure of themselves. And so start thinking and feeling what that is going to be like. You have to do this in your physiology. You have to think in terms of in your body. One of the practices that I used to do, I don't know why I don't, but I will after this call again, is I would raise my hand for 2 minutes in the morning, like a victory, right? That's a universal way of feeling more powerful. Just raise your arms like, you know, when somebody scores the three-pointers. You're like, yeah, just pump it up, right? And if you carry yourself like that, you're going to feel powerful. So now, you understand about the being, I hope, and I'm going to open the phones in a few seconds to get some specifics. But once you decide on that being, the next thing that you want to do is you want to come up with the smallest item, smallest task of that person would be able to do with no problems. One action that's so easy that from that place that you could take. And we'll get to the specifics, but here, you know, write this down. So now you have an action, one action that you cannot fail doing it, and it's so easy. And what you do is you build habit of doing that action for a determined time, whether it's 7 days or 10 days. I like to do easy things that you can celebrate for 7 days. Now, I'm sure many times you've heard it, it takes 21 days for a habit. Again, that's a belief system. And that's some speaker many years ago come up with that. There is no scientific thought process. All decisions take split second. For me, I go, it takes 7 days to build a habit. It takes 3 days to build a habit. Whatever it is that you're doing is you're going to take that one action in the set amount of days that you decide. If it's 7 days, that's usually a good thing. You know, that's how long it took for the big guy to create the full universe, 6 days plus a day of rest, right? So 7 days, I go, okay, I start on Monday. By next Monday, I'm going to do this every day. And what you do is you take that action every day for 7 days. And at the end of each day when you take that action, you celebrate. You're like, that's right, I did it. That's how good I am. So what we're doing is we're building momentum. Remember pushing that car? You're taking that little bit of action, and then you're adding momentum to it. Little bit of action, you build momentum to it. Little bit of an action, build momentum to it. And then what's going to happen is your car is going to start moving. And that one thing is no longer is going to be an issue for you. It's just going to start doing it because it's going to be easy. And then you go to something a little bit bigger, something a little bit bigger, something a little bit bigger. So what we're doing is what you're doing is you're building the habit of building habits. Building the habit of building habits. Because once you know how to build a habit, you can just apply to that whatever. If your relationship sucks, you can say, you know what, for the next 7 days, I'm going to tell my wife, I'm going to tell my husband, I'm going to hug him and say, I love you. Just do that 7 days. Get in the habit of doing it. And then that's easy. Boom. Easy. And now I can do something else. And then so what we're doing is you're slowly shifting your being into the person that you're trying to be. And then once the momentum builds, once the car is going down the hill, you don't have to do anything because it's all going to be done automatically. It's all going to be done with the gravity. Gravity works the same way for everybody. No one understands how exactly it works, but we build homes, we build roads, we build skyscrapers, and we can just have to work with it. Same with electricity. Most people don't understand what exact electricity is, but we know how to turn on the lights. We know how to turn electricity into heat. We know how to turn electricity into computers without really understanding how it works, but really following its rules, following its the guiding principles of this power. Building habits is the same way. You start very slow. You start celebrating, and you build momentum around it, and it just does it for you. So that's enough yakking for Turk. I'm going to unmute you guys and then see if anybody wants to really pick up some really good habits. And remember, more active you are, you're actually helping everybody. So don't hold back, okay? Oh, hang on. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Now you're unmuted.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions so far about what we covered? Cool. Anybody wants to take a look at it? anybody wants to do some one-on-ones. Will be helpful for everybody. Any new habits you want to build or any habits that you want to change?
So, Turk, this is Forrest.
Uh-huh.
And so I have, you know, several habits that I would like to change. You know,
yeah.
One, you know, so I have in my phone, in my note app, I have, you know, a lot of verses that, you know, speak to me and, you know, I feel that I get something from. Well, I had the habit of, you know, reading them out loud, but, you know, upon just, I don't know, I let daily events kind of take over my, you know, my morning routine and stuff. So for the next 7 days, I'm going to get back into the habit of, you know, saying those verses and then, you know, doing my, at least 10 minutes of just sitting and meditating on my day and clearing my head. So that's one thing. And then the other thing that goes along with it is I have to, everybody says to wake up early, but, you know, I don't really know what that definition of early is. And then I think I wake up early, but I want to try to wake up a half an hour earlier and try to beat the start of my day instead of waking up into the start of my day, if that kind of makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Kind of make time for these new habits instead of trying to push the habits into the time that I'm already using, is kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good one. Anything else?
That's it for me.
Okay, so let's talk about the building of a habit of getting up early. What time do you get up usually? 6?
7.
Okay, yeah. So I think to somebody who usually get up at 10 o'clock, if you say I get up at 7, they think you're a mad person. Right? I have friends who don't get up till 11 o'clock. They stay late, but that's their stuff. So no one can decide what's early. It's only for you. Right? What time, mm-hmm. And if I heard you correctly, you in a few calls ago, you said you work till midnight?
Sometimes. Typically, yeah. It's at least until 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I would say
right.
8
so,
o'clock is pretty consistent.
Right. So if you're trying to build a habit of, you know, morning ritual, let's just call the morning ritual, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing 10 minutes, and yeah, getting up at 30 minutes early, setting up an alarm clock is good. And then you just get up and do it. Now, are you get up and run kind of a guy, or do you kind of drag ass? He's like, I got to get my car.
No, I get up and go.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. So it's in this case, this is super easy. What I suggest is based on what you're saying is, you know, set your alarm clock to 6:30 tomorrow. Right? Just say, you know, 7 days, I'm going to get up at 6:30. Right? And if it's first day, it sucks, you just say, hey, tomorrow will be better because you know it's going to be better. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I know it'll be better each day.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah. Does that make sense? So you already know that. So you have a habit of understanding that. So you want to build on that. You're like, okay, I have a pretty good understanding of how this works, and I know that it's going to be easier. So as long as you think that, it's no problem getting up 30 minutes earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you if you're going to an important game or if you're going for a hunting, if you're going for a fishing, if you're going to a concert, there's thousands of things that you wouldn't mind getting up 2 hours earlier with no problems. Right?
Yeah, I understand.
So it's kind of a motivation, yeah. So then what would be a really good idea is to build some fun things around this 10 minutes of your daily morning routine. In other words, let's say, if I heard it correctly, you want to read some scripture and you want to feel, you know, you want to feel connected to divine. Yes?
Right.
All right. So then what you want to do is, like, decide on what you're going to read and understand. And if I heard it correctly, you already have those in your phone or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get up in the morning. I have a habit that I built is I will not get off the bed until I feel good because my brain goes immediately to problems. Like, well, as soon as I wake up, it's like, oh, shit, I got to do this, and, oh, man, this was horrible, and this guy did me wrong yesterday. Like, that's how I know I'm up, because I know my brain is, like, you know, just working. And I go, stop. And I like this pillow. It's really comfortable. You know, it's like, cool, man, I'm up. You know, I slept all night. That's not bad. It's a pretty good day. It's going to be a really good day. If it's raining, ooh, I really like the rain. It's, I don't have to water the plants today. If it's snowing, I like the snow because it's quiet. If I hear the birds, I'm like, oh, birds are a good sign that everything is okay. Right? So I'm shifting the momentum from my brain started running. So now I'm like, okay, back neutralization. So I'm like in a normal, my car is not going down the hill of problems now. My car is like on top of the hill. So now I go, okay, it's time to get up. And now I get up. And in your case, I guess, you know, go sit down, whatever. And what I suggest is if you're building a habit, try to do it the same way. So make it something that's easy, whether go to the same chair, sit in the same place and face in the same direction. These make, you know, a big difference as you go. So you're not looking for, you know, where to go, where to sit, what to think about. You just go plop down on your chair or go outside or whatever you're doing and, you know, don't do anything else. You're building a habit right now. And sit there, and if you're reading the scripture or book or whatever motivation quote, and read that and start thinking about it. You know, you're not trying to figure things out. You're not trying to rewrite the book, but kind of take the ownership of that and just sit there and go, okay, it means this to me. You know, like I'm looking at a note here on my computer. It says I'm powerful. That's what it's keep coming back for. So if I'm thinking about powerful, I'm going to sit and I'm like, you know what? I'm a pretty powerful being right now, you know? And what does that mean? When I'm powerful, I'm in this space. When I'm this, I'm that. Or if it's your connection to divine, you go, hey, man, I'm the expression of the divine in this place. You know, God experienced life through me. So more I create, more God creates. Right? So what you're doing is you're kind of building momentum in these things. And then, because of what you said earlier about you have some bad habits, I would start working on that changing. So instead of saying I have bad habits, I would say I have, you know, I have some habits that I want some good habits. I want to build some more good habits. Something like that as you're coming after your 10 minutes of morning routine and just say, you know, today I'm going to concentrate on working on my good habits, building better habits, and then roll into your day that way. Does that make sense? I missed you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense. I'm sorry, man. I put myself on mute sometimes. So
yeah, it's all good. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate the consideration.
Yeah, sorry. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And that once you build that, so start building more habits. Make a list of all the good habits that you want. Right? So once you build this habit for 7 days, morning routine, and then you go, hey, this was easy. What else can I do? Oh, I also want to get in the habit of being a better time management. You know what I mean? So don't just do one habit, but you want to go one at a time. But once you start building them, you don't have to keep thinking about this once the habit plays. You know what I mean? You're just going to get up and you're going to do your morning routine. So then you want to go, okay, I want another habit. So it's always good to have like a list of new habits that you want to build and then just check them off. I mean, that's really a good winning proposition.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Anyone else? Carly, you're new. Let's get some of the habits that you want to build.
Right now, I'm just really, I guess the habit I'm trying to get into is implementing all the new steps that Larry gave us.
What's that mean?
Making sure, you know, checking, you know, we set up searches, so to go through each email and go through each search and look those up and go through the process. For me, I put them in a spreadsheet, and then I call the listing agent, you know, making sure I'm spending time with my website, time with Podio, figuring out how to work that, learning the HUD process. So there's lots of little things, reading the books. He gave us a lot of books. So just trying to implement the schedule in my daily life.
Yeah. So how is your time management skills?
I'm sorry?
How is your time management habits?
Pretty good, I think. I get up, and I just jump right into it. I get up, take care of my dog real quick, make breakfast, and then I'm on it. So I get right into going through all the emails, trying to figure out which ones I like, putting them in my spreadsheet so I can remind myself if I made an offer, if I did, how much, who it was with. So I track everything to the best of my ability. So I'm trying to get that really. I do it, but, just make sure I do it every single day.
For so daily hours. Practice of taking a real estate action.
Right.
Yeah, that's very good. And it sounds like that you're doing it already.
Yes, I'm working on it. Because I'm trying to do this full time, so I want to do it every day, Monday through Friday, before I go to my job.
Yeah, that's good. So then what you want to do is you want to kind of build habits around this, right? So make a list of – so while you're having these things, it's good for you to kind of write down of the necessary steps that you're taking and maybe chunk them into the things so you can – sit down and read for an hour if you're going to read. And so you're not stopping and going. But what you want to do is in this process, really kind of start patting yourself on the back for the actions that you're taking, get into a habit of celebrating even the small things. And this way, as you progress and as setbacks happen, that they're actually small bumps on the road rather than big craters.
Right.
Yeah, that's very good. You're in the right path.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to write everything down because it helps me remember better. so I make a lot of lists.
Yeah, lists are good. I like lists.
Yeah, it just helps me go through. I have my daily, everything I'm trying to do written down on a board next to me so I can go through. I'm like, did I do this? Did I do that? Okay.
Yeah, lists are important. I love lists. I have lists for my lists.
Like that.
Yeah, I do. All right, anyone else? Anybody who's trying to build a new habit? Let's get back to their habits. Everyone is happy about their habits?
I have more bad habits I'd like to fix. This is for
if
anybody else wants to talk. So
yeah.
I have a real hard time concentrating. I don't call myself any professional illness or anything, but this internet is like a gateway to distraction. So when I'm trying to focus on either offers or any major business related items, staying focused and not letting the chatter, so to speak, get in and occupy my time is a very big challenge for me.
What makes it a challenge?
Being able to concentrate.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, I got it. So let's talk about that. First of all, the habit that you want to build is focus. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so are you using the internet? So this is how I'm thinking based on what you're saying, right? So I'm pretending that, I'm dealing with what you're dealing. So when do I use or when do you use the internet as a distraction? When you're uncomfortable or when you need a break or is it just a habitual checking it?
I think it's it could be uncomfort. It could be if I'm getting ready to email something and I see other emails, I'm like, new shiny object syndrome. And, you know, just
yeah, that's,
you know, start.
That's not really a new shiny object syndrome. I want you to know, Forrest, that if you watch any of those YouTube videos, they're designed, like really smart people design
right.
Facebook and social media to create addiction. It's actually the internet, like these social media websites are designed to be addictive. So whether the color they use is really addictive and all kinds of stuff. There are well-documented books. In fact, one of the founders of one of the early CEOs of Facebook was on a YouTube video, some Indian guy. He said they knew about this, but they're like, yeah, it's going to be okay, and they really feel crappy about it. So you are absolutely right, and you have to kind of, you know, like, don't beat up on yourself on that as much, and I'm gonna help you develop new skills on that just now, but you know, the decks are stacked against you. So you really have to do some proactive thought processes. Like, for example, I deleted Facebook from my iPhone, right? And before I'm deleting it, it was like on the 17th page. I created some fake pages so I couldn't get to it, right? So two things. One is, you want to build a habit of focus. So you want to write this down. You know, I know how to focus. So the key word for that is focus. And the second thing is, you want to check into habit. You want to check in to see if you're doing that as an escape mechanism, right? So you're not feeling comfortable. You don't want to do something. It's just easy to check CNN. It's just easy to go check to Facebook. It's easy to check this, a kind of really diverting from your attention because I don't want to deal with that busy stuff, right? So that's something different. So building a focus is actually, let's work on that one first, and then we'll do the other one, okay? So what does, give me some qualities of you when you're focused, when you're able to focus. What does that feel like? How do you know you're focusing?
Well, I'm accomplishing tasks. You know, I oftentimes write down a checklist and, you know, I'm able to, you know, take some items and get them off the list. And, you know, I feel accomplishment or focus when I get the larger items checked off the list. So that would be...
These are all results of focusing.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're able to focus, now you're accomplishing things. But when you are focusing, let's say in the process of doing those things, so it's not quite checked off, but how do you feel or what do you think on those times?
I feel determined.
Oh, determined. Good word. Okay. What is that like?
I'm just driven, you know, it has to get done. So I just have I don't really know the answer that you're looking for, to be honest.
Well, I'm not looking for any answers. I'm just asking you. Yeah, we're doing discovery right now.
Okay.
So there's no right or wrong answer. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm writing these down as you say.
Okay. So, well, I guess, you know, that's the answer. You know, I feel, you know, driven or determined to get it done.
Yeah. How about, so just think about that when you are in that mindset. Just think in terms of, like, when you're feeling really determined and driven and you're just in a big, big, big goal and and is real and near. It's not quite finished. You're still in it, right? Just working it, and it's not quite finished yet, but you know it's going to be finished. So you're really close. Does that make sense? Can you recall a time when that has happened to you, where you felt like that?
Not specifically.
Yeah, but can you recall that in your body, how that feels?
Yeah, it feels. I mean, it feels content. I mean, it feels, you know, like, you know, I've accomplished a goal.
Yeah, assured. But yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
Okay. So that, let's go back to the time when you're not focused. Briefly, we won't stay there as much, right? So when you're distracted, how do you feel?
Frustrated, very frustrated.
What frustrates you?
The fact that I have something to do and I can't do it, or I'm not doing it because of something else. So I always have in my head that you're supposed to be doing this, but you're doing something else instead. And that's very frustrating and stressful.
All right. So we have two things now. And I don't like spending too much time on the second end, but the first one. So we discovered, and we are our being in our core, we're multiple things that's happening, right? So you have two forests. One is a frustrating forest, and one is an accomplishing forest. Right? One is like, you're like, yeah, I'm focused. I know what I'm doing. And then one is like kind of a, you know, frustrating. It's like, oh, come on, dude. You're just wasting time kind of forest.
Right.
I suggest you give name to each of these personalities. So I have like a loser Turk and a go-getter Turk. These are all personality traits, like what you're describing here.
Mm-hmm.
And in your brain, you can call them. When you call them, they come like a dog. They respond to it. So when you're spending time on Facebook, wasting your energy, and you feel frustrated, as soon as you catch yourself frustrated, you're like, damn it. Instead of beating up on yourself, you go, ah, that's the, you know, dumbass forest.
Mm-hmm.
You just said, you know, get out of here, punk. I kick your ass. I need the accomplished forest back, please. So that's going to help you, that pivot. Because what happens is when you catch yourself in a really crappy place, we have a habit of beating up on ourselves. And then you can't get to solutions because you're adding fuel in the car that's going on the wrong hill. So when you catch yourself, and that's going to happen until this switch happens, right? Just say for next 7 days, I'm going to call, you know, the loser forest. I'm going to call you out. Every time I catch you, it's okay, man. You're part of me. You help me, you know, deal with stuff, and that's fine. But when I see the loser forest, I'm going to go, that's loser forest right there. Ha ha. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Take the edge off of this a little bit so you can move forward, because there are a lot of part of your life that's happening. You're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So you're building a habit of catching yourself when you're in a crappy place, calling it out without getting emotionally attached, without beating up on yourself. And you say, okay, that's loser force, or whatever you want to call. But you want a consistent name for that part of you. And then call it out.
Okay.
And then give yourself a focused forest. You know, hey, F2 or whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you also want to write this down. And you're going to say, okay, I'm calling on focus guy. Come on, let's go. We got to focus on stuff. And really shift it that way. So far, when you tried the stuff that I suggested, it worked, right?
Yeah.
These two will work, trust me.
Okay.
This was good. I think this was a good example. And all of us have these things, right? Sometimes it's checking the voicemail. Sometimes it's calling my sister. Sometimes, you know, checking on Facebook or eating, right? Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to deal with stuff. I go, oh, all right, it's lunchtime. I ate 2 hours ago. I'm not hungry, but it's like, I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to go eat. So that's when fat Turk comes. Hey, I'm going to eat some fattening food because that's comfortable for me, right? Oh, that's lazy Turk talking. And I said, but those are not serving me right now. Lazy Turk is good on a Sunday when Carolina lost. But, you know, I need right now the go-getter Turk. Go-getter Turk, can we call you, please? Thank you, and focus. And we'll do more of these exercises. But this is a really good thing that everyone who's on the call can use this. for any habit that you're trying to build. We have a few more minutes. Anybody else wants to get on and see anything?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Anyone else?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Turk, is Angel.
Hey, Angel, what's going on?
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. All right, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just kind of like what you guys were talking about. Like, you know, like everybody, well, I guess the way to go in life is having goals, you know, like a certain goal you're aiming for. And sometimes.
Are you talking about yourself or everybody else?
I'm guessing everybody has goals, you know, like a certain goal somebody's aiming for.
Okay.
So, like me, like I have a goal, but sometimes it's like the bad habits, you know, like bad habits that you have and that I have in the past. And like sometimes I get lost in those habits because, you know, sometimes you know what your goal is, but you see it like so far away, you know, like, so what I try to do is like, try to like do little, like you say, you know, build new habits, you know, and those habits will get you closer to, well, it'll get me closer to my long-term goal, you know, since sometimes we see the long-term goal so far away that we get caught up on the little things that's going to get me to that long-term goal.
Well, you got to remember your long-term goals is only good if you live that long.
Yeah.
So the goals are one day at a time is usually a good plan.
Uh-huh.
So don't lose the sight of where you're going. But it's, you know, if you're thinking about eating the full elephant, that's going to be way too much. It's going to give you heartburn. Just stick to one bite at a time.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to work on, like, having daily goals as well.
Good. Do you have a specific habit that you want to build?
Since I'm in Larry Goins' group, that's why we're here. I'm just starting out in real estate, so I'm trying to build more uncomfortable goals, like trying to feel uncomfortable every day so I could learn off of that uncomfortable status, you know?
Okay.
I'm trying to do things every day.
You mean kind of a growth goal?
Yeah, kind of just, I want to get in, I try to do something new every day that I don't know, you know?
That's a good habit, yeah. What did you do today that you didn't know yesterday?
Today, actually, I talked to, like, my first buyer. I got a new buyer on my list. So this is the first time I ever talked to a buyer. So I think that's a pretty good step that I did today. And I think
good.
I executed it pretty good.
Nice. Very good. How about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm hoping to get more, make more calls in.
Well, that would not be scary because you already accomplished that.
Well, at the same time, I want to start marketing as well, like market a little bit in a different strategy, like on Facebook.
So a different strategy is not something uncomfortable. So if your goal is to do something uncomfortable every day, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you're marketing on Twitter today, and then you can't, well, you can if you want. But now testing Facebook is not an uncomfortable thing. If you're looking for the growth and uncomfortableness, then don't do lip service. You actually do something that's not comfortable. You're in the right path. I get it. I just want to help you out in that process. And you have to celebrate the wins. But then you have to push yourself.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to push myself more and more every day.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's better to be pulled with a goal than, it's better to be pulled because of an inspiration than being pushed by a goal.
Okay, yeah, can you say that again? I didn't hear that good.
What did I say? I think it's better to be pulled from an inspiration than being pushed by a goal.
Okay. I understand.
All right. Anyone else have any habits that they want to build? Or anyone else that want to talk about a bad habit they want to replace? Going once. Going twice. All right, everyone. My name is, again, Turk Akbay. You can send me some emails at asap@littlegoings.com. Next call is going to be first Monday of next month, April. When is that? It's on Easter, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be the first Monday of the month at 12 o'clock. And does anybody else want to, do you have any suggestions on what you guys want to cover on next month?
I think we could, I'll probably email to you if I have any suggestions.
Hey, Turk.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, what Angel was just saying, you had touched base with me a couple months ago. I was talking about the same thing about trying to, you know, get into an uncomfortable area and, you know, trying to really grow. But one thing that you had said is, why are you really, why do you feel you have to be uncomfortable, and I kind of took that and interpreted that as, everybody has, their unique ability, and, if you operate in a level of comfort based on your unique abilities, you might be able to, accomplish more, feel better. You won't always feel like, you're in a game that you can't win, or you're always, on the losing side or whatever. So I kind of took that as meaning, operating in your comfort zone or with your own unique abilities is something that, is an asset. That's how I kind of took the conversation, and that's what...
Well, the way that you took it is correct.
Yeah, so, maybe we could talk about something like that, using your unique abilities or something.
That's great.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day when I was meditating. That's really good. So let's talk about how to build rapport, right, with your buyers and sellers and everybody, and how to play to your strong suit. Is that a good thing? Would that be helpful for everyone?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I agree.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right, that's awesome. Cool. So it looks like we're talking on Monday, April 2nd. So Easter Monday. Yeah, that's going to be really cool. And you guys will be all overjoyed with the candy you ate. And eggs won't be stinking. The ones that you lost will be good. So 12 o'clock noon Eastern time, April 2nd, we'll meet here, all right? I really appreciate you guys. And it's always good when it's an interaction is happening, because it's helpful for everybody in in multiple levels. So thanks for your participation. Please let Larry and Candace know if you're enjoying the calls. They like to get your feedback. And also, if you have any suggestions how to make them better, and that's always helpful for us. All right?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kirk.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.